Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Teacher Clarity Playbook. Grades K-12 by Douglas Fisher and co-authors is a professional education guide focused on one of the most practical ideas in classroom instruction. Students learn better when teachers make the purpose of learning and the indicators of success unmistakably clear. Published by Corwin in a second edition in 2024, the book belongs to the instructional practice and school improvement category rather than academic theory alone. Its purpose is to help teachers translate standards and curriculum into learning intentions, success criteria, learning progressions, and aligned assessment opportunities that students can understand and use. The book is designed for K-12 educators across subject areas, and its tone is action-oriented. Rather than only arguing that clarity matters, it offers templates, examples, and routines that support immediate classroom use. A notable strength is its attention to accessibility, including the role of language expectations and relevance in helping diverse learners engage more fully with instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teacher clarity as a foundation for purposeful instruction. A central idea in the book is that teacher clarity is not a decorative addition to a lesson, but a foundation for effective teaching. The authors present clarity as the deliberate act of making learning visible in advance so that students know what they are learning, why they are learning it, and how they will recognize quality work. In this view, clear instruction reduces confusion and gives students a stronger sense of direction. It also improves planning because teachers must think carefully about the relationship among standards, tasks, and evidence of understanding. The book treats clarity as a practical discipline rather than a slogan. That means teachers are encouraged to define important learning precisely, instead of relying on broad statements that sound appropriate but do little to guide instruction. This is especially useful in schools where standards are abundant and lessons can become crowded with activity. By focusing on what matters most, educators can design lessons that are more coherent and easier for students to follow. The overall message is that clarity supports stronger student ownership, better alignment, and a more transparent classroom culture where expectations are shared instead of assumed. Secondly, from standards to concepts and skills. One of the book's most practical contributions is its attention to identifying the concepts and skills embedded in standards and curriculum. The authors push educators beyond vague outcomes and ask them to distinguish between what students need to understand and what they need to do. Concepts refer to the important ideas, principles, or content that anchor learning, while skills involve the actions students perform as they apply that learning. This distinction matters because many classroom objectives collapse these elements into broad language that is difficult to teach and assess. The playbook helps teachers unpack standards so instruction becomes more specific and manageable. Instead of aiming for a general statement such as understanding a topic, teachers are guided to identify the exact knowledge and performance demands involved. This process supports stronger lesson design because teachers can match instruction to the actual demands of the learning. It also helps students, who benefit when teachers communicate targets in language that is concrete and understandable. By separating concepts from skills, the book strengthens rigor without making instruction more complicated. It gives teachers a cleaner framework for planning and helps ensure that assessments are tied to what was truly intended from the start. Thirdly, learning intentions and success criteria that students can use. The book gives special attention to creating learning intentions and success criteria that are clear enough to guide both teaching and student action. Learning intentions describe the purpose of the lesson or sequence of learning, while success criteria describe what successful performance looks like in observable terms. The authors emphasize that these are not interchangeable labels. A lesson can have a sensible topic and still leave students uncertain about what they are expected to accomplish. And the playbook addresses this problem by showing how to state intentions in student-friendly ways and how to describe success with enough specificity that learners can monitor their own progress. This is one reason the book is often described as highly usable. It moves from principle to application and asks teachers to be concrete about quality. Strong success criteria help students understand what counts as evidence, which can improve feedback, self-assessment, and revision. They also support consistency because teachers and students are working from the same expectations. In this framework, clarity is not simply posted on a board. It must function as an active reference point throughout instruction. The practical value of the book lies in showing how these tools can shape daily classroom decisions rather than remain a compliance exercise. Fourthly, sequencing learning and designing aligned assessment. Another major topic in the book is the organization of learning over time. The authors stress that clarity is not limited to a single lesson statement. It also depends on how knowledge and skills are sequenced into learning progressions that make sense developmentally and instructionally. When teachers can see the path from prerequisite understanding to more complex performance, they are better positioned to scaffold learning and avoid random activity. This progression-based thinking also improves assessment, rather than treating assessment as something that happens only at the end. The book encourages the design of assessment opportunities that are aligned to intentions and criteria throughout the learning process. Checks for understanding become more meaningful when they are directly connected to what students are trying to learn and the evidence that will demonstrate success. This alignment supports responsive teaching, because teachers can identify where students are progressing and where they need additional support. It also helps students because assessment feels less mysterious and more connected to the work they have been asked to do, in a practical sense. In a practical, the book shows that organized instruction depends on coherent standards, intentions, success criteria, learning experiences, and assessment should all point in the same direction. Lastly, relevance, language expectations, and access for diverse learners. A distinguishing feature of the book is its attention to the conditions that make clarity meaningful for a wide range of learners. The authors do not treat learning intentions as universally accessible simply because they are written down. They emphasize the need to consider relevance and language expectations so that students can connect with the learning and participate in it successfully. Relevance matters because students are more likely to engage when they understand why the learning has value. The book encourages teachers to make those connections explicit, rather than assuming students will see them on their own. Equally important is the integration of language expectations, especially for multilingual learners. This aspect expands the idea of clarity by acknowledging that academic success often depends on students understanding the language demands embedded in tasks and instruction. By helping teachers modify intentions to include language support, the book connects clarity with equity. That makes it more useful than resources that focus only on objective writing in a narrow technical sense. The result is a broader model of instructional precision, one that supports participation as well as achievement. For schools serving diverse classrooms, this emphasis gives the playbook added relevance and makes its framework more responsive to real teaching conditions. In conclusion, the Teacher Clarity Playbook is best suited for K-12 teachers, instructional coaches, school leaders, and teacher education programs looking for a practical framework to strengthen lesson design and classroom communication. It is especially useful for educators who already work with standards and objectives, but want to move from general planning language to more precise and actionable instruction. Readers are likely to gain immediate benefits in planning, formative assessment, feedback, and student understanding because the book is organized around usable components rather than abstract discussion alone. Its value is not merely in defending teacher clarity as an idea, but in showing how to build it step by step through concepts, skills, learning intentions, success criteria, progression, relevance, and assessment. That makes it appealing to both newer teachers and experienced practitioners who want to refine their craft. Compared with many professional books in this area, it stands out for its strong classroom orientation and its attention to accessibility, particularly through language expectations and learner relevance, in a crowded field of instructional improvement texts. This book earns its place by combining research-based credibility with practical tools that can be applied quickly and adapted across grade levels and subjects. If you would like to support Douglas Fisher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.